This is Gil Halstead. Governor Doyle's campaign had a quick response to his opponent's attack on his record of supporting veterans. When it comes to veterans' hospitals, a Doyle spokesperson points to the governor's role in opening a new 120-bed skilled nursing care facility in Union Grove. Former Marine Mike Murphy is the executive director of the Wisconsin Democratic Party. He claims Congressman Green has consistently voted to cut federal funding for veterans' health care and job training programs and has missed some key votes.
You know, instead of going out and raising campaign cash, maybe he should have been in Washington to vote to prohibit the kinds of demonstrations at military funerals that Governor Doyle was able to pass and sign legislation in Wisconsin for.
Murphy also ticked off a list of the governor's successes in expanding veterans' aid, including a free tuition program at all UW and Tech schools for vets and their families, and issuing $61 million in bonds for veterans' home loans.
These are things that veterans really need. When they come home, you know, they need the ability to purchase a home, to get an education, to get back on with their life. We have Mark Green out there in Congress voting against these kinds of things.
Campaign observers say this recent skirmish over veterans' benefits makes it clear both Green and Doyle recognize the importance of winning votes from vets and their families. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.